right, in the news update, and I got something here coming from Lisa Haven's podcast, talking about national security warnings. You need to take heed, but remember not to be in fear. We always talk about that. Remember, we are to be calm, but we need to be informed so we're not idiots like the rest of everybody else. But look at the information and filter out things that you don't think is true, but also look at it and take it for what it is, because what happened in Moscow is a warning from the Muslims, and also China and other factions in the United States could pull off some of these things, is what they're saying in some of these reports. Could happen tomorrow and the days to come after the eclipse. So please listen, heads up, keep your ears open and your awareness on high. If you're able to take your gun with you, take it with you wherever you go and have plenty of ammo. Here we go. Here's first from Lisa Haven's broadcast.
Remember this bulletin coming from the U.S. government, warning to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. That location, Moscow, Russia. Just weeks afterwards, the attack occurs. We've now learned more details and exactly what the U.S. government knows, but that isn't the story. The story is now they have put out a comparable warning, but this time not for Russia, but for the United States. U.S. intel warns of potential terrorist threat at gatherings after the Moscow attack, now circling back to the homeland. Because now, the U.S. intelligence community is not warning Moscow any further. No, they're warning the U.S. U.S. intel warns a potential terrorist threat at gatherings, this all coming after the Moscow attack. Just days prior to the eclipse occurring tomorrow, all of this folding together, we've reported on the rockets being fired by NASA. We've reported on the state of emergencies being declared across the United States. We've reported on CERN firing up their Hadron Collider once again, but now this is new and developing, and the story we're going to cover for you here today.
Take it from Lisa Haven's podcast. Listen live on XM Radio across all podcasting platforms. Being read, air, and transmitted. Real crucial information to all persons need to know about.
Lisa and I have only one thing to ask you today. One thing only. I need you to go in your browser and type in restrictedrepublic.com. I want you to get there and subscribe today. Use discount code RR39 at annual checkout. I would love to tell you the multiple reasons why we need you there, but the moment you're there, you will understand. This is where we put all the information you've been looking for. The information you're going to need as events that continue to transpire are picking up pace. We know that that is our bastion to provide you the news that you've been looking for. RestrictedRepublic.com, RR39 annual checkout. Get there today for both of us. Please subscribe 14 days for free. But now let's get back to this broadcast. So when I left you, here's why the total solar eclipse has prompted state of emergencies in parts of the U.S. Not what we're going to cover. No, we're going to cover something different now. Because the U.S. intelligence officials are warning of violence targeting mass gatherings days before millions gather to watch the eclipse. What will happen? We're not here to tell you that. We don't have any specific intelligence, nor, well, at least as far as it's reported, does our U.S. government. However, it was enough to prompt a warning exactly comparable to the one that they provided to Moscow, well, days before the tragedy that occurred. I want you to listen in here for just one moment.
Security warning right here in the U.S. from the FBI and Homeland Security. Warning of potential threats to public gatherings. The timing of this and why they're concerned tonight. Here's our Chief Justice Correspondent, Pierre Thomas, with late reporting.
All right, we'll come back to that reporting, but let me give you a little bit more color and details. We now know the U.S. intelligence is warning of a potential threat against the United States. We have watched as the FBI and our intelligence agency have seen an increase in reported threats, some coming after the Israeli attack, some coming after the attack in Moscow, but it has picked up pace. What are they concerned about? A lone offender or lone wolf event is the most specific that I've read so far. Bulletin advises of potential lone offender attacks as U.S. counterterrorism officials work to detect homeland threats. This in October, but things move forward. We then get a bulletin of the threat environment from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the FBI on October 25th of 2023, warning of the same concerns, now focusing on mass gatherings, big events, and churches, to be more specific. Then comes December 12th of 2023. Threat of violence likely heightened throughout winter. This coming out of the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and National Counterterrorism Center are issuing the public service announcement to highlight potential threats in the United States from a variety of actors during the winter season. This is an update to the prior bulletin I showed you, but we roll forward even further. We have now learned that the U.S. not only put a warning up in Moscow, Russia, but also told Russia specifically that it was going to be Crocus City Hall as a possible target of the attack. As that saga continues to unfold, they named the specific target, and now we have this alert happening in the United States. Just a few days ago, releasing this mega bulletin, U.S. intel warns of potential terrorist threats at gatherings after the Moscow attack. Let's go further with this report.
Tonight, FBI and Homeland Security officials are warning U.S. law enforcement about the potential for terror inspired by that deadly ISIS attack in Moscow targeting a concert hall.
So there you have it. FBI, Homeland Security, increasingly worried about threats from ISIS and lone wolves in the U.S. as I start to give you a little bit more detail. They are not alone in these warnings. Here is Senator Tom Cotton.
So U.S. intelligence had issued warnings publicly and privately about this group and a potential attack in Russia. You sit on Senate intelligence. How worried are you about an attack like that on our soil?
Well, I am very worried about it. And again, you don't even have to sit on the intelligence committee and have classified intelligence. You can just listen to what the commanding general of our force in the Middle East said, that in as little as 6 months, you could have an attack like this. And again, it turned out to be 6 days.
This is a lot of chatter. This is a lot of noise. ISIS-K could slip through the U.S. border. We've read this report to you before and carry out Moscow-style attack, U.S. officials warn. But is anyone listening? Well, based on the most recent report of the annual threat assessment, it doesn't give us much comfort. I'll explain more in just a second.
I guess what I would say is this. From an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. So I want to be a little bit careful how far I can go in open session, but there, you know, there is a particular network that has, where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about, and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating. Exactly what that network is up to is something that's, again, the subject of our current investigation.
FBI Director Chris Wray, you heard it there. Just last month, some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about. We're trying to figure out what they're doing, to be more specific. The annual threat assessment coming out just a few weeks ago. New opportunities for collective action with state and non-state actors alike will emerge out of these complex and interdependent issues. The 2024 annual threat assessment highlights some of those connections as it provides the IC's baseline assessment of the most pressing threats to U.S. national interest. It is not an exhaustive assessment of all global challenges. However, it addresses traditional and non-traditional U.S. adversaries, an array of regional issues with possible larger global implications, as well as a functioning and transnational challenges such as proliferation, emerging technology, terrorism, and illicit drugs. A warning coming off this assessment, but are we prepared to handle that warning? Depends on who you ask. U.S. Threat Assessment Report has several blind spots, this reporter calls out. Going down a little bit deeper, the challenge is that the report needs more strategic and integrated intelligence to appropriately describe today's threats to the United States and its partners and allies. So they asked Jack Gaines, foreign policy consultant out of Washington, D.C., what he felt about the report. He says he's more concerned about the report than the threats contained within it. They ask him to elaborate. The Director of National Intelligence oversees all U.S. intelligence community reports. Still, the report seems to focus heavily on military assessments with either minor or no input from the rest of the community. As a result, it has unnecessary blind spots. They ask him the sort of intelligence blind spots that 9/11 Commission report discussed. Well, yes and no. before 9/11, the Cold War era intelligence construct missed the terrorism indicators, which resulted in a devastating attack on U.S. soil. Are we now looking at the same thing? Why now? This bulletin, just prior to millions preparing to watch the eclipse, I'm going to go ahead and let ABC go on a little bit further in this story.
The bulletin coming just days before millions will gather to watch the eclipse on Monday. Authorities say following the Moscow attack, ISIS and its supporters celebrated the assault and shared graphic and violent attack footage. The terror group calling for similar attacks in the United States.
That is the Joint Intelligence Bulletin and some of the wording within it. We have the states of emergencies declared. We have NASA activity. We have CERN activity. And now circling back around to our paramount concern, not again stating anything will happen, just reporting on what is happening in real time. Because now the U.S. intelligence community decided it was important enough right now to warn of mass gatherings.
I'm told U.S. law enforcement is being urged to take this bulletin seriously. Sources say ISIS remains a very real threat.
Urging local law enforcement to take this bulletin extremely seriously. The same sort of bulletin that was issued in Moscow just prior to the attack has now been issued for the United States as a potential warning surrounding this large mass gatherings that will occur across the United States tomorrow. We will continue to monitor this situation. We wanted to make sure, however, that we told you what the U.S. government was issuing so you were aware and could make the right decisions for you and your family. We love you all. Until next time, Godspeed and God bless. Justice Knight, signing out.
Yeah, everybody, we will keep up as the story develops. I mean, could this be the signal that they're talking about the FBI is trying to send to these terrorist groups? I'll leave it up to you to decide. Remember, there's some kind of signal that they're waiting for. Could they be signaling these terrorist cells, these unvetted people that are in here? Could they be the one that's signaling this destruction to start to take place tomorrow on the eclipse from that day on forward up until the election? This could be the signal. That's why they're doing all this. Or are they really worried about an exterior threat? It could be some or a combination of both directives here. So keep your eyes, again, I say, open. That's just the truth about it. That's how we report the truth, and always the truth, and nothing but the truth. Let's go on to our next story, the one I did tonight about what they could be doing, what could be behind all these micro bursts or earthquakes that we've been having. And why there may be more earthquakes. Here we go.
Live edition. And, of course, all the cats are sleeping. Of course, Kitty's looking at me when I got loud.
The two of them sleep beside each other. Oh, they're so cute. And you put them all together, they look like one big dog. But they're three cats. I love them, too. And my babies. But, anyway, I want to talk about quantum physics. Yeah, you didn't think we'd get deep in that stuff, right? What could be the reason why we could be having these micro earthquakes that you might have experienced in different parts of the country, and why in north central New Jersey that earthquake was felt in Manhattan, New York? Maybe because they are trying to fold time and space on from another dimension or another place, like we see in some of the movies that are out, how they tell you what they really are doing or what they are attempting to do. This may be what they are doing with the glider from CERN outside of Scotland, the real big one. And it could be what's causing these micro earthquakes to happen, even more serious ones, even higher than that to happen. These all could be man-made because they're trying to reverse or trying to tamper, like the Bible says, that evil men or people will think they're trying to be like God with technology will try to do schemes to try to reverse the natural laws. That means the things that God set in motion from when he set it in motion from creation, the day of creation, when he created it all, put it all in motion, they're trying to tamper with the order of the seasons, with the order of time, and with the order of space. And this earthquake, what we could have felt, may have been representative of what they were doing on Friday morning. It occurred 9:23 Central Time in the United States, 10:23 on the East Coast. So everywhere, most people felt a little earthquake between 4.5 to 5.0 in the United States on Friday morning around 9 Central Time. If you were in Mountain, if you felt something, it was going to be 8.23. But it was 10.23 on the East Coast because that's where I'm at. And we felt a little something here, a little bit. Some aftershocks were felt in Manhattan, New York. Epicenter was in New Jersey. But are they folding another universe or trying to attempt to bring an inner universe in onto our universe? Could this be what the Bible's talking about in the book of Revelation, where it talks about where the men will try, or there'll be forces that will try to mess with the natural laws of the universe, meaning the laws that God put in motion? As a consequence of that, it will cause the earth to move out of place, it will cause the seasons to go erratic, it will cause the earth to have more birth pains because of their meddling, trying to be like God, but because of their treachery or feebly or messing with it, they're not like God, they don't know what they're doing or messing with, that is causing a disturbance or a rift in our time or in reality, as they say in these movies that are out, that they have currently out. As a matter of fact, even in Sheldon, even in my son Sheldon, the movie, the series, the TV series had a little bit to do with time, and where it had to do with trying to bring the reality in, you know, into another reality, into the dimension. And so a lot of these TV shows and even series, TV series, talk about similar things. So a lot of times when they're talking about it, it's because that's what they really are attempting to do with CERN. They're going to use CERN in order to try to fold the fourth dimension, or the spiritual, or the evil demonic realm, into this plane. And that's what I believe, that earthquake might have been what caused that. The more they mess with it, like they're going to rev it up today, they probably already have it going now. But the more they turn that thing up to full power, the more things are going to happen all over the globe. It's going to cause earthquakes more, because it's that device that's causing it, because that is what is opening up things that shouldn't be opened. And as a result, it will mess with the fabric of time and the spiritual, spatial continuum. You know, we'll mess with it to a certain degree. But it won't make it all go crazy, but it will tamper with it. And that could be what's behind all these earthquakes. These man-made earthquakes, because of them messing with things that, A, they should not even be messing with. Because they don't even understand or know half of what they're messing with. Because they are not God, even though they think they are God, using their weapons of mass technology and high power and magnetic instruments to be able to manipulate the different things the way God set it up. Like they try to, but God won't let them get so far. He'll let them do so far, but like I said, they won't be able to get beyond a certain point, because God will put a stop to it. But as a result of them messing with things, then we're going to have a lot more birth pains, as the Bible records, because it's going to be by evil forces, or by people, or with technology, that's going to cause these birth pains to increase, kind of help it along. And that's what I believe is what that earthquake was. It wasn't natural, that happened in New Jersey, which was felt in Manhattan, New York, in the United States. And other places in the world had some earthquakes too. As a matter of fact, you know, in the last 6 days, we've had almost 2,000 earthquakes worldwide, not in the United States, but worldwide, including the United States, everywhere. It's been over almost 2,000 earthquakes. That tells you that they're doing something too, not natural, but a lot of these things are natural, but there are a lot of them that aren't natural, they're man-made. With the technology they're doing, the CERN might probably have a lot to do with it, especially if they turn them all online. The biggest one is outside of Switzerland and Scotland. You know, when they turn that, that's the biggest one. When they turn that collider on, and they turn all these other little ones on worldwide, they might be turning them all on. But you turn them on, they all have incredible magnetic power, a lot of magnetic gravity power. They have their own reactors, so they can rev up a whole lot of power, you know, because they have their own internal electricity, or their own electrical system that's separate from the regular grid. So it's not on our grid, at least that's what they say. But they can turn it up to the point to where it can cause all kinds of havoc with the waves and with the earth shaking and everything. And that's how they're able to create earthquakes, with that combined with low frequencies that the military's been working on. That I believe they have those up in space already, where they can shoot a beam into the earth to make a fault vibrate and cause an artificial earthquake. And see, They kind of leaked that out a few weeks ago when Biden was talking, because Biden's always running his mouth about things, and it kind of slips out. You know, you can call it a Fironian slip, or you can call it whatever you want to call it, but he's basically telling you some things that are really true, but it's just slipping out because it's senile, you know. And they kind of said that in one of his addresses before he was handled. You know, they got him and told everybody to leave. You know, like when he was talking about the roofs, you know, having the right color of roof, the paint on your roof. If it's blue, then your house will be spared because it doesn't work with their energy weapons. So if you paint your house, the roof of your house a dark blue or a light blue color, and you just paint the shingles on the top of your roof blue, or put some blue, light blue paint on them, that'll keep the lasers from hitting your house. That's what they did. You know, that's how all those houses, like Oprah Winfrey's and Obama's house in Hawaii and Kenya, where that big fire happened, that's how come they were all spared. Where everything else was literally burned all around. You can look it up. Go look at the news. You can look it up. It's there, unless they took it off the internet. So this stuff is true stuff. You know, it's just a lot of things going on, folks. And that could be what they're doing, is they're manipulating space, time, and reality with this CERN technology. And I think CERN is probably why these earthquakes have been picking up a lot more even before now. And now they're going to pick up more because they're getting the go-ahead to ramp this up and keep it running a lot longer. So therefore, it's going to cause a lot more disturbance in the space-time continuum and dimension and in our reality, because it's trying to bring in another dimension in our reality where it doesn't belong, in this realm where we are. The physical universe, they're trying to bring this demonic, evil, spiritual, they're trying to overlay or bring it all the way into, or fold it into our dimensions, what they said in an interview, which is, why in the world would you bring a demonic or evil, you know, why would you bring that into our dimension? Because once you do that, you can't put it back. And then not only that, if you fold it in and they were successful, this world would be way different than what it is now. It'd be a whole lot worse. Why would you want to bring all or usher that all in? I mean, that sounds like nutso science. It don't even sound like science. Why would you want to fold the spiritual, the demonic realm, into our realm when they're supposed to be separate? I mean, yeah, they cross over in some places where the veil is weak. The Bible tells us that naturally already. So why would you want to fold that universe and bring all those horrible demons into our realm where they really don't belong? But that's what they're going to do. That's what they're planning to do, is try to fold them into each other. Which, I don't think they're going to be that successful. But because of what they're doing, and out of God's displeasing, that's why all these weird things are starting to happen with the climate and with the earth, too. It's not just weather modification, but it's also, the CERN has plays a key role in all that, too. Because they all work together to mess up the planet, and to mess up the climate, and to mess up everything, because, you know, they don't know this. They have never done this before, what they're trying to attempt to do, and they don't know what it's going to do, really. If you ask them truly and they were to talk to you and they were honest, all the scientists, if they had a conscience and a brain, which they don't, because to me, if you're smart, why would you mess with it? Why would you try to find the God particle and then try to bring in a demonic realm, or open a portal to bring the demonic realm in with it to try to split it apart? The God particle is what holds everything together, you idiots. Why would you want to do that? And I don't think they'll be that successful. This God particle is not no match. I already know it's not going to be successful the way they want it. But because of the result, there'll be what I call spiritual reshocks in the spiritual realm. And there'll also be physical aftershocks as a result of what they're doing, because God is not pleased. Because men don't need to be messing with things that they have nothing or know anything about. Or very little about, because they're not simply God. Even though they make play of God behind all their technology and equipment, but their equipment will only take them so far. Thus, they should not do it. Also, they should not do it. That's what thus means. So, you know, it's very dangerous science here. Very dangerous. And this is what the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 6. You know, about a portal or a stargate. CERN is that portal or stargate. That way to break through to other dimensions that don't belong here. That's what they've been doing all along with it. They're not just breaking apart particles. They're is every time they blow up atoms, or particles, as they say, or atoms at the subatomic level, they are breaking or causing a rift in our dimension to other dimensions, which is bringing things in to our into our physical realm where we are. And things have gotten a little darker more and more every time they run it. Then they have problems that they shut it down. And then now they're running at full power starting today. It's probably starting to go online now. They're going to run at full power. And I don't know if they're running all of them. But, I mean, that they say that the biggest CERN has about the gravity pull of about 4 or 8 times the gravity pull of Earth. That means if they were to use that energy towards the Earth, it would blow the Earth apart, according to their, according to what they say. But I don't think God will allow that to happen until God decides for it to happen. So they could try to pull the Earth apart and blow the Earth apart. They could attempt to do that, but it wouldn't go apart until God's ready for it to. When he decides to end it, it'll be exploded by fire. So we know that their technology will not have no match against God's power. But they will have, they'll be able to go so far like they always do, and then something happens and it stops them. That's the reason why, because God will only allow them to go but so far. Because God is still in control and will always be in control. And that's one thing, it doesn't matter what all these evil people do. They'll always be put down and be shown what they really are, because they're not no match to his power. And that's what we have to remember, because he's the ultimate power. When I say God, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I ain't talking about Magooga or the Antichrist. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the ultimate power, who made the Antichrist or allowed him to come into existence. But he does not have no power like Jesus Christ has. And he knows it, just like the devil does. So, you know, there you go. That's just some of my thoughts when I wanted to share with you tonight. Don't be scared. Don't be in fear. We're supposed to be calm, because all this stuff, if it's meant to be towards the end, we are supposed to remain calm but vigilant, looking up above and keeping our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, but always looking at the signs on the earth and above the earth. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we've been told many times in the Bible. Be watchful for all those things. Okay. Another thing, what does the eclipse mean if you look at research? Because before the city of Rome was destroyed, I'm not trying to scare people here. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it could be. Could this be the sign of America's very destruction? Now, hear me out before you turn off. Because they had a partial eclipse about 7 years or 4 years before they had the total eclipse, like we had one 4 years ago or 7 years ago. And then we're having a total eclipse tomorrow. And that's what happened, the same what happened to Rome before it fell. That's what's happening now in our time in America. Could this be an omen showing that this could be the destruction? Well, indicators would say yes, but at the same time, could God also spare the city or spare this nation if he sees people turning around and coming to Jesus? Actually, yes, he could. He spared other times before from great judgment and destruction because people turned from their evil ways. And those who are really coming around, the big revival's coming around, that may help hold it off a little longer, may give us some more time. But could this be the sign of the end? I don't know. But the way it looks like it could be a very ominous warning coming up with all these things that we're talking about that are happening that really should not be happening in America or all over this planet, because it's not godly based. It's not God-centered. It's based on the Satan, the god of this world, but not on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just like God, you know, when you honor or make a holiday to observe, you know, transgenders over the what real holiday is really over is the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, when you, or not the birth of Jesus Christ, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ, excuse me. You know, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, what Easter really is about according to Christian. And then you go and you do it as a mockery. And then you go all over the world. They used to put crosses up all over the world. And they used to have, you know, all kinds of things talking about Jesus. Now this year, you don't see that. So it's like you go all over the world. They didn't have all that stuff. So it's like they took it down. Or they're afraid to put it up because they're afraid they might get arrested. Well, why are they afraid? They shouldn't be afraid. I mean, if you believe in Jesus, you should put it up. If they're harassing the church in Europe and England, that shouldn't be happening. Because if a country is doing that and they're acting that way, they should be going to jail for their crimes of treason and also for religious persecution. Because none of that stuff should be going on in any country. That's unacceptable. And if it is going on, that means God really is coming back very soon. And there's nothing being done about it. So you gotta watch the signs. I'm not saying that is the case, but it could be. You know, you can't ignore that. And we can't be none of that. But we need to be aware of that. Because that is what the Bible does say. Is that Michael interpreting it wrong or the way I read it? No, it's what is in the picture of the book of Revelation. You know, Revelation chapter 6 talks about a portal being erected, being made by man to bring these evil people in. That's what CERN is the portal. They always talk about it opening up holes. When they blow things apart, it opens up a little tear in our universe into something else. And I know every time they just open it up, it's not a good place where it's opening up. You know? So, you know, there's things coming in, they say they always see things, little orbs and things flying out of there all the time. They don't know what that is. But they don't have a way to put it back. No. Now, of course they don't. It's easy to bring them out, but they don't know how to put them back, do they?
No.
See? That's because they ain't God. So you don't know what's coming out of there, but they see all kinds of lights and weird things coming out of there. That's what they say in their reports, you know. But they just keep doing it, keep messing with something. They don't know anything really what they're messing with. They don't know anything about it. They've never done this before. Have they done a practice run on us? No. They don't know anything about what they're doing. You know, so that's why all the more, this whole program, World Watch, should be shut down. Because there's nothing good that's coming out of it. But anyway, I'll leave that up to y'all and the powers to do the right thing. Everybody have a good day. Otherwise, we get what we deserve. We still remain in ignorance and we remain in fear. You get what you deserve because it's true. You need to be calm. You need to be keeping your eyes focused on God and above. And trying to help people where you can. And if something happens to you, you know where you're going, just like I wrote on Facebook tonight, because if you're a Christian, you don't have nothing to worry about. If you're secure in the Lord, you're born, you're baptized again in the water and spirit, of the water and the spirit, and you got immersed like Jesus was immersed, even though he was God already, you have absolutely not a thing to worry about because everyone who's a Christian knows where they're going. You don't have to be perfect because that'll all be forgiven. That's one thing about God. You know, when you ask for forgiveness every day, it's all forgiven. And Aaron won't be bringing up in his chambers when you go. It'll be a pretty short visit for all of us. You know, but those who are scared of falling away or those who don't believe, they're the ones that got to worry. Because they never gave their life over to the Lord. That's why we still got to witness to those people. So we can wake them up and open their eyes and get them focused to Jesus. Change their heart and their mind so they can be saved from the hellish fire. Because that's the real reality. They're not saved. That's where they're all going. And that's our job, to continue to get that good news out. Everybody, I love you. Take care. God bless. Michael, signing off on Facebook Live. We're going to get this out on the radio, too. I didn't do it. I forgot to push the other button to send it out on XM. But I will do it here shortly. Okay, bye-bye. Everybody, take care. Love you.
As always. All right. That's our report. And we have more news coming up as it develops. Stay tuned to us.